Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
He's Alex Ferrario, that's Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. We are broadcasting live from the E&B Granite Studio at the Centene Community Ice Center, and right now we are very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by former Angels and Tigers manager Brad Ausmus joining us here on the show. Brad, we always appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and my pleasure.
Absolutely. So we're happy to have you on after the news yesterday that was pretty stunning here in St. Louis, that the Angels have decided to designate Albert Pujols for assignment. I guess my first question to you, Brad, is the obvious. What was your reaction when you first heard the news?
Well, I mean, clearly when a player of Albert's stature is designated for assignment, it's a shock. You just don't expect that kind of unceremonious goodbye. You know, usually there's some type of pomp and circumstance or some type of tribute to a guy who has had the type of career that Albert has.
So, Brad, I'm curious, more so from your time as a manager with Pujols, because you had a long career going up against the man when you played with Houston and, of course, the battles between the Cardinals and the Astros. What was that like for you when you came in as a manager back in, I believe, 2019, and Albert Pujols was on that roster?
Well, you know, my history with Albert, like you mentioned, goes back to our playing days when the Astros and the Cardinals had that tremendous kind of respectful, semi-friendly rivalry for, you know, roughly about 10 years, maybe 8 to 10 years. And Albert was the single best, for me, the best player in the game, certainly the best right-handed hitter. I know people, you can make the argument Barry Bonds is better, and you could debate that on a number of levels. But Albert, even as a young player, just making the team out of spring training, instantly became the thunder in the lineup, and really the thunder in the National League, quite frankly, in the National League Central. So my history goes back a long ways with him. We had a very good relationship as adversaries, and we had a very good relationship the 1 year I was in Anaheim. He's exactly what he seems like. He's a very hardworking, professional, intelligent baseball player. And obviously you could speak for a longer time on what he does off the field.
That season, Brad, did you see things start to trend downward for Albert Pujols? I mean, obviously you're never going to be the same player that you were when you were in your mid-20s and early 30s, but did you see a difference in his game or the way that he prepped for his games?
Well, I think he continued to prep the exact same way, and that's to his credit, because he was very consistent with his prep work, and he kept himself in good shape. But unfortunately, as we get older, and I saw this also the prior year, 2018, as a special assistant with the Angels before taking over as a manager, that he just wasn't, from a physical standpoint, the same guy that I played against when he was with the Cardinals. You know, he had had the plantar fasciitis problem with his feet, and he had trouble moving compared to what he was when he was younger. In fact, when I took over as a manager, I had a discussion with him in spring training about him not playing as much because we felt like we'd get more production out of him if he had regular rest. And, you know, Albert wanted to play. He wants to be in the lineup, but he didn't fight me on it. And truthfully, because of all the injuries, he ended up playing a lot more than we planned on, and he drove in 90-something runs that year.
So I'm curious, Brad, when you have a guy like that, and you mentioned, you know, the difficulties of having the everyday opportunities for him, How tough is it to manage a guy that is, as you mentioned, one of the best hitters that we've ever seen, certainly for his 10-year stretch here in St. Louis, one of the best 10-year runs we've ever seen by a player ever? How difficult is it to manage that aging superstar the way that you did in 2019?
Well, a lot of it depends on the player. You know, I certainly was not the caliber of player of Albert, but I remember the last 3 or 4 years of my career, I kind of embraced that role of being the backup catcher, playing once or twice a week, and working with the younger catchers, whether it was J.R. Tolles in Houston or Russ Martin, A.J. Ellis with Los Angeles Dodgers in the last couple of years. It really boils down to what the player wants. If the player thinks that he's the same player he was at 25, then there's probably going to be a bit of a clash. If the player understands that he's aging and he can still contribute, but maybe on a more limited basis, then it probably is a very smooth transition.
And obviously none of us are Albert Pujols, Brad, so it's hard to put ourselves into that situation. But going into a situation like this where Albert's only been a free agent one other time in his life, and it was when he signed that massive deal with the Angels, from a former player's perspective, how difficult is that to come to terms with, okay, if I want to still play where I feel like I can play, I do have to take a reduced role?
Yeah, and I think teams are probably a lot more open to bringing players like that on board as role players because they do have a lot of experience. You know, I think if a team considers adding Albert to their big league roster now, I think it's going to be in a reduced role. You come off the bench, you play against some lefties at first base, maybe DH here and there with an American League club. I think as you age, you have to embrace those things because your body just doesn't respond the way it did 10, 15 years ago. And, I think with the training that goes on nowadays, bodies can last a little longer. But when you get into your early 40s, you're just not the same athletic player you were.
Brett Ausmus, former Angels and Tigers manager, joining us here on 101 ESPN. He was on those Astros team in the early 2000s that, as he mentioned, had that rivalry with the Cardinals, all-star catcher and a three-time gold glover. Brad, you saw what the love affair was basically between Albert and St. Louis whenever they returned back to St. Louis and Albert hit the home run and the standing ovations and everything. What do you think it would be like in a hypothetical scenario where the Cardinals were able to bring Albert back for the rest of this season? What do you think that would be like both for him and for the city to be able to have that one last run together?
Well, first, on the, I was managing when Albert returned to St. Louis for that series, the first time he returned since signing with the Angels. That was one of the most special moments I've seen on a big league baseball field, just that entire series. The same. I mean, I've known the St. Louis fans were tremendously respectful because of my years playing against them as an Astro, a great place to play, great baseball fans. And they treated Albert like I would have expected, standing ovations. Yadi giving him a little hug at home plate. It was, and then for him to hit a home run, it was a tremendous series to be part of, and it was a special moment in a big league stadium that I won't say unmatched, but hard to match.
Go ahead, keep going.
But I was going to say with St. Louis, that's a tough situation. I'm not familiar enough with the St. Louis roster. Listen, the St. Louis Cardinals are trying to win the division, and that boils down to will Albert Pujols help them win the division?
So you obviously have seen Pujols recently. You've worked with Pujols recently. You've managed him recently, Brad. Can you see a guy like Albert Pujols be willing to accept a lower role of being a bench bat rather than an everyday first baseman?
Yeah, I think he would. I mean, my guess is he would. I don't know. Obviously, I haven't talked to Albert. Haven't been in touch with Albert probably since last summer during the season. But I think he would. I think the one thing I'll say about Albert, he's an extremely smart baseball player. You know, he did slow down, but he still stole an occasional base when they didn't pay attention to him. my favorite thing about Albert is, with all this shifting going on and the drive to hit home runs and slugging and OPS, you put a runner on second base and you shift on Albert Pujols, he's going to shoot a ground ball single to the right side because he's going to take the run. And guess what? You need runs to beat the team on the other side. So he does have a lot to offer. as a player in a role on a team with young people that has a chance to compete.
The other thing that I love, and we were looking at some of the numbers yesterday, Brad, is even to this day, he has still never struck out more than 100 times in a single season. And it's just like he is such a throwback player in so many different ways. And I know the walk numbers aren't there the way that they once were, but for him to never strike out 100 times in a season, even at this advanced age, is amazing.
It really is. He has a tremendous knack for putting the barrel of the bat on the ball, and it was fun playing against those Cardinal teams with him on it. And, you know, Jim Edmonds did almost as much damage as Albert against us. But I saw my fair share of Albert. And, you know, Albert would even hit and run. Here's one of the best hitters in the game. Not many teams are hit and running at all. Albert would hit and run with Tony as the manager. Albert, and he had signs, and he'd hit and run and get guys moving, and he'd shoot the ball to the right side. He's just an intelligent, well-prepared baseball player, even to this day.
Final question that I've got for you is, we're talking with Brad Ausmus, former Angels and Tigers manager and a catcher for the Astros for so many years in those early 2000s. I wanted to ask you about that 2005 NLCS. And of course, we heard from Tim Kirkchin earlier today on the station. He said that the best moment that he can recall from Albert was that home run that he hit off of Brad Lidge. And he feels like it's still out in outer space somewhere. What was that like from your perspective? Take us back to that moment, if you could. What was that moment like for you?
Well, you know, what's funny is somebody sent me the little clip just, you know, after the news broke about Albert being designated, send me a clip from the home run. And this is exactly what my response was at the time. If you watch the clip, before Albert even leaves the batter's box, I'm turning to the umpire for a new ball. So it didn't take long.
Was that the home run off of Brad Lidge, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's a jerk move to send you that video, Brad. Like, what are they doing to you?
They said, could you at least wait for him to get out of the box before he asked for a new ball?
Is that about as hard of a hit ball as you've ever seen?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, as far as it was hit, it was actually kind of a line drive. Mm-hmm. it wasn't like a deep fly ball. It was kind of a line drive. I won't say it was still going up, but it was in no rush to come down.
Hey, Brad, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for hopping on with us today. All the best to you and yours, and hopefully we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, guys. My pleasure.